This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a couple that has revolutionized the cat tree. I will tell you all about them and introduce you as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors. Hi, I'm Isabel Alvarez-Arada, the host of Covered in Pet Hair. You know the expression, cats have nine lives? Well, what if you could give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying and neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with pet parents, inventors, innovators, and entrepreneurs. They are rescue advocates and volunteers. They are fosters, foodies, wine snobs, and craft beer gurus. They are coffee and tea drinkers, desert hikers, East Coasters who currently live north of LA. They are cat mom and dad to rescue cats by the names of 2D, Winnie, Mojave, Poppy, Holly, Jolly, Skipper, Bodie. They are currently fostering Miko and Emma and a little kitten that has a lot of names. Dove, maybe. Lily, maybe. Itty Bitty, maybe. We'll see how that pans out. They're also parents to Jack the cat, whom I was under the impression was a feline, but he's actually a human, and he is 7 years old, and he is wonderful, and he has just made my acquaintance, and we were fast friends. They are the founders of Frame Your Feline. They are Brian Vermeer, like the artist, which we'll talk about later, and Christina Hughes. She says Hughes without the bank account, right?
So how are Hughes without the bank account? Yeah,
exactly. That's what I meant to say. So welcome, guys. It's so great to have you on the show. It is very exciting to meet fellow art lovers, cat lovers, wine drinkers over Zoom. So I'm super excited to meet you guys. Before we get into all the things that make you special, which I've already kind of like made up my mind that I think you're amazing and that your product is amazing, I want to introduce our drinking game today. So anybody at home participating in our drinking game, make sure you're over 21 in the U.S. to partake. But anytime you hear this word,
the secret word is Jack.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying. But please be over 21 again in the U.S. If you're elsewhere and they're a little more lenient, then go with that. But also never drink and drive and always drink responsibly. So you were chilling something before we started recording. Tell me about that.
Ooh, yes. Today's beverage, kids. Today we're having ourselves, well, this is me, Christina's hat.
And these are
now. I blended together a wonderful blackberry peach vodka smash. And let me tell you, there's a hint of maple syrup to bring out that sweetness just a bit. So good and healthy, too.
Full of antioxidants. Christina, are you having a stiff drink to compete with that?
I did yoga today, so I am going very like health conscious, but I actually, that sounds really good. I thought you were going to pick like a dirty martini right on the floor. So I am going to have, it's the jasmine and blueberry flavor from our friends at Owl's Brew. It's a tea cocktail.
I've never had a tea. I mean, I've made tea cocktails at home, but I've never had a canned tea cocktail.
And Bodie,
your little fancy slim can.
Bodie just had a gin and tuna, and really good. Yes, right, Audie? Yeah, that was a joke.
I know. No, I've had Arden Moore on the show ages ago, and I made her tell me what kind of drinks different cat breeds would like, and she was like,
just make sure people know that their pets should never drink alcohol. I'm like, the people who tune into my show know that they're not sharing their booze. Like, that's it. They're just not sharing their booze.
I had to do the disclaimer.
You had to. I know. We're cat lovers.
Somebody in the chat's going to go a little bonky. Okay. No, he's drunk.
The internet. Yes, the cats do not get to partake, guys. They just don't. Unless we make a latte, and then maybe I'll let them, I'll let Bango drink the, or like lap up the milk when I put it in my little frother. He likes to lap it up before I put it in my latte. So that's the only part of sharing that I do with my cat. I know some people think that's gross. Tastes better with cat spit in it, I say. So I'm having a glass of Pinot Noir because today is Friday and Friday is pizza day at my house, and pizza and wine, red wine, are just perfect together. So cheers, guys. Thank you for being my guest. Cheers.
Cheers.
It wasn't a glass. Well,
I cannot wait to get to know you guys and your story. But before we dig into how you even started a business called Frame Your Feline and what it is, for those who are not familiar, I want to play a game with you guys called Frames and Felines, where I get to know your favorite frames, artists, art, and felines, obviously cats. Are you guys ready to play?
I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
All right. You guys can answer in whatever order you want, but I want to know from each one of you, who is your favorite artist?
Vermeer.
Oh, of course. Because he's a relative, a distant relative.
It's a way distant relative. So distant, he spells it differently. You know?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, you had to go on the DL because he was so famous.
Now, I actually do like Van Gogh. And I'm not pandering to you because of your cat, but I really like Van Gogh. I saw
it or Van Gogh exhibit.
I went to the Van Gogh exhibit over at LACMA, which is the LA County Museum of Art, right? Christina, who's your favorite?
Well, I always cry when I get in a room with any of the masters, like at the Getty, like the big collections. But I'm going to go with somebody you haven't heard of that you should look up. And this gentleman, Brian knows him. He lives in Pasadena.
Oh, you're right. Why didn't I?
Kenton Nelson. Because you were thinking of your love.
I mean, so into yourself.
Kenton Nelson. Amazing art.
He's super cool. We've gone to meet and greets with him. Brian has hung out with him. With Steve Martin, was Steve there that this word name dropped? He was not there that day.
No, but Steve collects his artwork, and yeah.
They had like little artist pastel. Just Nelson.
Look him up, Kenton Nelson.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I will absolutely look him up. Okay, so are you guys more of a modern art or like classic art type of vibe?
Well, I can answer for you.
Go ahead, look.
I think Brian is more of a classical type of art connoisseur because a lot of things he'll see thrown up at the wall and he's like, I could do that. Or a painted where we just saw that at the Hammer Museum when we went to go get our teeth cleaned across the street from our dentist.
But
like, it's a piece of white paper or canvas.
There's another artist I failed to mention, Shag.
Oh, very pomegranate.
Yeah, he does. Okay. Palm Springs-y inspired illustrations. And they are so Shag and Kent Nelson. There you go.
Okay, cool. Okay, and then what about you, Christina? Are you more into the modern art, contemporary arts?
I love art in general. My dad's a big rock and roll art collector. For me, it depends. Like, I look at something and when I get an emotional reaction, that's when I know I love that piece. It could be anything, because when we lived in LA, there was one, the United States of Panic or something, and it was this like very modern map, and we took these pictures. It was really funny, and I'm like, I love that. That's really cool. I like that political spin. But then I have a beautiful painting I got at a secondhand store from some really old lady who was on a painting expedition up here, and she painted a Joshua tree because we live amongst the Joshua tree. Oh my God, can I spend $7.50 on this piece of art?
Way too much.
That's amazing. I love a steal. I love an art steal. Okay, how about your favorite cat breed, bringing it back to the feline?
Oh, come on. A British Shorthair.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had never had one, but I really want one.
Haven't had one yet.
Yeah.
But our son is named after a British Shorthair.
But I always have an affinity towards tabbies. So,
yeah.
You know.
Okay, how about you, Christina?
There is something magical about cats who are part Siamese, like Bodhi, and Winnie, who have the cross-eyed blue eyes.
There's just something about that, right, Bodie?
He's kind of snoring behind me right now. I can hear him.
I love that you can kind of see his fur, his coloring, and the art all in one.
Yeah.
Here, let's go on a little tour.
Oh my God, can that's you see amazing. Him? Yeah, hold on. Let me pin to you so I can speak and not ruin this image. Oh my goodness. You are a piece of work, you. Or a work of art, as I call. So the reason Van Gogh is Van Gogh is because he came with the name Van. Like him and his siblings had been named after like music, like people in music.
Van Halen. So
maybe Van Halen. Yeah, I would assume. They didn't really know. And his sister was Greta. His sister was Greta Van Morrison. I don't know. So Greta apparently like is like a punk rock band. I don't know. So I did not like the name Van. Like that doesn't speak to me. I drive a van. So the kids were like Van, like our car. And I was like, no, but then everybody wanted to keep Van. And I was like, I mean, I want to give them a say, but also he's this gorgeous Russian blue looking thing. Obviously he's a domestic short hair, but he is so beautiful. He's got that beautiful blue. So I was like, Van Gogh, you're Van Gogh. And then everybody can call him Van. Nobody calls him anything. We call him Kitten, but that's really his name. So I'm going to go with, for me, not that anybody asked, Russian blue is my favorite cat breed. I don't know. There's something about that coloring of their fur. I know that he's not a purebred Russian blue. He's just a gray rescue, but he looks just like them. So anyway.
Have you ever had a white Russian?
I love a white Russian too. Love those. I just put out an episode today where I'm drinking like an amaretto Russian. It's like a white Russian, but like with amaretto instead of vodka. So yeah, delicious. Okay, so Faye, you guys have talked a lot about museums. What is your favorite art museum? It could be anywhere in the world.
Ooh.
He's saying this because
I don't want to steal the thunder. Well, yeah. What's your favorite museum? Quick.
You're all like, oh man. Well, I was at the Louvre on Valentine's Day many, 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 many years ago. We were on a high school field trip and we bought a dozen red tulips, my girlfriend and I, and we found like hot guys at the museum and we'd go, here, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. So there is something magical about being there. But I sometimes find out like when you've already gone there and you go back, then you're like, oh, it wasn't that great. But I love the Louvre, but I've been to so many museums. I love the De Corvida Museum in Massachusetts. It's a very small sculpture museum.
There's the sex museum on Hollywood Boulevard, which I find rather intriguing and interesting.
There?
Lots. Different show, honey. Different show.
Different show. Different show. This is not a family show. It can be, but I think we just kind of went over that. Like, but you know what? I've never had the courage to go into those kinds of museums. So you'll have to give me a little play-by-play or a little rundown, a little summary of it.
We're gonna do Covered in Pet Hair After Dark.
I love that. I'm down. All right. So, favorite cat celebrity. I know you guys know a lot of them. Who's your favorite cat celebrity? I mean, are there cat celebrities that go back in history?
Well,
I guess.
Well,
I mean, I guess Cleopatra is a cat celebrity.
Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat.
Really love Grumpy Cat.
Remember Grumpy Cat?
Of course I remember Grumpy Cat.
I went, when you said celebrity, I went to a famous person who's owned a lot of cats.
It could be a cat. It could be a person that's like involved in the cat world. It could be like, you know, Jackson, well, Galaxy, or somebody like that.
I instantly go to Freddie Mercury because I know he had a gazillion cats, and Jackson has been Freddie Mercury for Halloween.
And who else loves cats? Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
My God, he is so hilarious, and he is so British in so many ways, but I love how much he loves pets. Love, love, love it. I just shared something on Covered in Pet Hair, a little like skit that he did where somebody's like coming up to him and he's like, why is your dog off leash? Obviously in British accents. And Ricky Gervais like calls him all these names and it just sounds like so funny. And I'd totally be the person going up to them and being like, why is your cat or your dog off leash? But if Ricky Gervais insulted me in that accent, I would be like, bow down, I'll take it, I'll take it. All right, so favorite cat behavior, like something that you could watch all the time that is art to you.
That's like art to us.
Yes.
It's mesmerizing to me, just the kneading.
Oh, the biscuit.
The biscuit making, like just watching them do it even on a pillow, not even on myself. It's like, man, That looks so satisfying. And I try it. It's just, there's nothing there.
I think we need to send you to the kitchen. Okay, send him to the kitchen. He can make some biscuits. He can make some donuts. He can roll some pretzels. Send him to the kitchen.
Yeah. I do love a good tail chase when they go this way and that way. But my favorite thing, because when we first moved here, we live right near the California Aqueduct. Somebody on the Nextdoor app posted a picture of a bobcat just hanging around the aqueduct in a tree. And I do want to go hiking up there and see that. We hike all the time up there and we don't see anything like that. But I love when our cat acts like bobcat. You'll see an arm hanging down from the frame, or you'll see them with these weird like accent cobs.
This is collar.
In a minute. They have these weird like accent cobs, and the cats will somehow make their way up there and they're just hanging their arm out.
I personally, right now, I love that tail hanging out, that right there, like in your frame.
It makes it when it breaks the wall, right? Breaks that.
That's when you notice there's a cat in there.
He's very particular about his tail, though. And if you touch it, because my dad was visiting and he's going, oh, you're in, because he's got these like mutton chops. He touches tail, I'm like, you're going to regret it. Because the tail for him is, he probably had his tail yanked, you know, at the previous owners or something, because does not really like his tail touched.
I hear that.
Oh, he just booked it though. He just said yes.
Exactly. He's like, I am listening and you are right on track. All right. So you guys make products. Which is your favorite product that you make? If you had to choose just one.
Oh, well, we just make the Frame Your Feline ensemble.
No, I know. But like, which aesthetic is your favorite?
Probably what Bodhi is in right now, the Gallery Gold frame. That's what we started the business on. And it's just like your cat is a piece of art. And the artwork panels, they swap in and out. So for different colored cats, like we can accent their best features.
Here, show her.
Okay, I just make sure.
Watch it. See. People did have no idea what they're looking at, right?
Right.
But it looks like a cat is in the frame, but it's...
So, let's see. Sorry, buddy. So this is an Alice in Wonderland inspired.
Pretty cool, right?
And beautiful. I'm going to put this one up. This is Christmas time. Let me see if Bodhi will let me do this. He's not usually... Bodhi doesn't usually partake in our lives, so I don't know how he'll react, but he didn't even flinch. So that's a beautiful like Christmas piece. You can celebrate Christmas without feeling like it has to be overly, you know, red and green, Santa.
I love it. Oh my God, I love it so much. And I love that he's making an appearance today. If he's not usually around for lives or for recordings, this is wonderful. I love this idea. I love it. It's so beautiful. Thank you for playing my game. But now I want you to tell me, when did you all have this aha moment that we need these frames for felines with interchangeable backgrounds?
Okay. So we were living in our apartment and we had an ugly, disgusting, ratty cat tree.
Powder blue.
Powder blue. I took it outside to wash it. Okay. I hosed it down because it went through a seal girl. I brought it back in after it dried. Within 10 minutes, the whole place smelled like rotten milk. It was just horrible. Tossed it out. We end up moving. We bought a house. And
actually, we kept it for a little while. We kept the cat tree. We didn't toss it out. We tried to just deal with it.
I don't know. But anyway.
Well, you poor
We were like, are we taking this thing with us? No.
And I'm not signing this lady across the street. She took it in like 5 minutes. I was like, good luck to you, because it's wretched.
It's wretched.
Full of dust and dander.
So we moved into our new house and we were thinking of like, oh, should we do a cool cat wall? Like, what should we do? And we were hanging up artwork at the same time we were having this conversation. Christina turns to me and she goes, well, why don't we make our cat's art? And I could go like take a picture of our cat and put it up on the wall. And then she goes, frame our cat? And then that's when everything starts like, So we started sketching stuff out. We're like, okay, how would this work?
Because my dad, like I said earlier, my dad is a big rock and roll art collector. Ronnie Wood, Jerry Garcia, Patty Boyd, a couple others. And he has this amazing framer. And she has all these really cool frame styles for the art. And she does these cool mats and everything.
And so we were hanging up a Rod Stewart that's by Ronnie Wood with this really cool frame. And I was like, how do we create like a gallery wall of a cat and an artwork and a cat and an artwork? And what we have behind us, this is like where we do all of our lives. So we don't have like plants and artwork, but we have customers who have done exactly what I'm talking about. And it looks phenomenal. They know exactly what little cap grass to put, and they have their other art all around. So it's so cool.
It's really cool. So we sketched, we did everything, and then we did what any normal human would do, call your dad. So I called my dad. My dad, a retired engineer, and he's brilliant with woodwork and all of that. And so we told him our idea, and he was intrigued. And so there was nobody doing what we were doing. Totally unique.
And we told him that, and then we went home for a visit.
Yes.
And he was like, so you think that this is like something? And we were like, yes, when we lived in our apartment, like something like just that a cat would like. When we lived in our apartment, we loved watching Jackson Galaxy. We wanted to catify everything, but we just didn't know how. We didn't know like how we really get from the cat tree that everybody's used to like something on the wall. But those like super cat walls, they're not really pretty, right? It's like a shelf and like a bridge and a scratching. It's not, they don't, it doesn't exist, you know. Human and cat are not really coexisting.
But to say, how cool is, you know. It's amazing. I'm going to order like 18 of them. Because I've been thinking, my stairwell is blank right now. But my kids are all constantly doing art. The Montessori school that they were both in, now my daughter's about to leave that school. They have like an annual art thing where they made a lot of really good art like for this like event. And I was like, I need to put it up somewhere. But I also didn't want to give up that potential space for a cat wall. So you just gave me the ability to do both. Display my kid's artwork, display my cat. Give my cat somewhere to jump up on and do his thing on, but also display my kid's work. So like it's like the perfect melding of function and form, which is what art is really in many ways. So I love it so much. And so was your family like surprised about this? Like what were you doing prior?
Well, the family is very surprised because Brian's mother, where are you going up?
I'm listening to what you're saying.
For corporate, right? You know. And Ryan grew up with his mother saying that she was allergic to cats. So they never had any cats. Judy, the little afraid of cats when she'd come to visit. And they had a dog. So kind of weird. They're like, okay, wow.
I grew up a dog. I didn't know what a cat was. I'd never seen one in the wild until I met Christina. Once you get one cat, it's like a tattoo. You don't just get one tattoo. They start multiplying, and next thing you know, you have a face tattoo. And it's just horrible. I have the face tattoo of amount of cats. So
yes.
I love cats now. Cats are super cool. They're super chill. Hey, if they're dog people who are listening to this show and you don't have a cat and you're like allergic, you're allergic to the cat tree. Okay. That's what you're allergic to.
You're probably right.
Fur and dust and everything collects on the thing. That's why you can't have a cat. Don't get the cat tree. Get a frame, your feline, mounted on your wall.
And I'm assuming it's easy to clean because you just kind of wipe it, right?
Well, so the artwork panels, they're printed on something that is waterproof and does not absorb any smell. Cat can throw up on it. Cat can pee on it. We've had some cats from the Cat Fanciers Association. The boy cats are not neutered because they're used for breeding. So they pee on everything. So that's cool. The frames you can use, like I use like an old face cloth. I just have it damp and just kind of run it through. There's like a little dust. And then the very cool thing is
the shelf.
Bottom shelf has carpeting that's fully replaceable. But I just take our little purple Zoom groom. And like once a month, I just Zoom groom it, get all the hair, all the nail shards, all the bits of treat, throw that away, give it a little vacuum.
And the shelves are non-porous. They are toxic-free, right? Non-toxic. That's the word.
Porous.
Non-porous. And
recyclable.
Fully recyclable.
That is amazing. I love it so much. Okay, so you didn't tell me what you were doing prior. What was it that you guys, what line of work were you in before you became crazy cat people that made it your business to be crazy cat people?
So doing a lot of graphics, logo work, website design.
Commercial production,
video editing, you name it.
Did 9 commercials.
Okay, so you've always been creative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, if you had told me you were like, I don't know, like an accountant, I would have been like, that's surprising.
I've never worked like a job.
You've always been a creative, a creator.
Performing and yeah, like performing and then promotion, like a lot of like promotion work and stuff.
Perfect. So, I love
it. When we do like CatCon and the other shows, we're like, we know how to do this because we've done trade shows for a million other companies. So
I'm not shy, but I always require when I do something on camera that I have final editing rights. So, you know, you'll have to pass that by me and my people. I got to go.
No. My guests always say they look great and I make sure of that. It's something I take pride in. But you're not getting final say. We're all going to look taller, slimmer, and more tan. Like that, that's what we're all going to look taller, slimmer, and more tan. I mean, that's just how we do. We got to look like we just spent the summer in Miami, you know, cocktail in hand. All right. So tell me about, you just mentioned trade shows. Tell me about the birth of Jack the Cat as your mascot. Not his literal birth, of course, but his coming of age at CatCon.
So we literally kind of really had the product really launched at CatCon last year. And it was the first time that the public actually saw it, you know. And so last year, meaning 2023. And so we were like, okay, how many days is it? It's 2 days and it's
day of setup.
It's in Pasadena. So it's like hour and change away from us. And we're like, are we really going to drive back and forth each? I'm like, no.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
And we were like, we're not going to get a baby. Our family does not live out here with us. So we couldn't just say, hey, mom, watch my kid, right?
For 40 hours. Good luck.
So,
listen, even if my mom did live near me, she wouldn't watch my kids for 40 hours. Like, let me just be honest. Like, not all grandparents are up for that challenge. So I mean... You know, the flying, the watching, I get it. Like, you had to bring your kid with you. And, like, that's so smart that you just said, let's give him a job.
Yes. So we were like, okay, how are we going to utilize Jackson? And then we're going to make him a cat. Are you okay with this, Jackson? And he's like, yes. And what do you mean by that? Exactly. So it everything has evolved. We found 2 different costumes, like one for day one Saturday, one for day two Sunday. So he's a ginger cat on Saturday. He's a black and white tuxedo cat on Sunday. And we give him little signs to hold so people will take pictures with him. So he's like the photo op. And then he gets to network. So Brian has made little business cards. And he'll give little kids that are there like his Roblox account or his Minecraft account so he can get followers. During COVID, we produced a show for Jackson called The Trick or Treat Kid. So if you go to trickortreatkid.com, you can see Jackson is not a shy child and he's very creative. So,
oh, cool.
So we did CatCon and then we did Best Friends and we are still playing around. And then in January, we did CFA San Diego, and they had a face painter there. And I'm like, oh, my God, why didn't I think of this? So now we face paint Jackson's face, and then he has his cat hood and the ears and the whole costume.
Quite frankly, he steals the show.
I
think he overshadows the product. Now we have to negotiate with his agent. It's just so bad. Because he knows he has...
I love that he had 2 costumes. Like, he could not repeat an outfit for CatCon.
Yeah, I was just nervous that something would happen to the first costume.
Understood. As moms would, yes.
Because it's we ordered it from Amazon. We tried to find somebody who would make one, and it was very cost prohibitive. And then those ones that you'll see, like Meryl the Feral has at CatCon, those are like $2,000-$3,000.
Yes.
You got to wear a vest. Fan inside of it. He's not ready for that.
No.
So there are pin marks on the costume and the tail. It has a big safety pin on it. And the floor at CatCon is dirty because the costume is like, I'm sprayed it and washed it like 20 times and you can't get white.
Basically one and done. That's it. Your airlines.
Are you all going to be at CFA in Cleveland?
We are considering.
Considering it.
It's October.
Are you going to be? Are you there? Wait, yeah. Were you there?
I'm going to be there. I'm going
to
be there.
No. When this airs, you will have already been there.
So, yes. So, I'm going to be there. I am going to be there. I am going to be doing, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but I think it'll be close enough to the event that I can say this. But I'm going to be doing a social media takeover for CFA, covering all of the people who show up. And, of course, the cats. So, yeah, that's what I'm going
to
be there
for. Are you going to wear something that's covered in pet hair?
You know, No matter how hard I try, everything is covered in pet hair in my suitcase, especially because my cat likes to lay in the suitcase when I'm packing it. So regardless of how hard I try and how many little lint brushes I take with me, probably. I am a fashion lover, so I will try to meld my love of fashion and my love of cats. I will probably start the day sans hair and end the day covered in pet hair specifically. Yes.
You should white label some of those lint brushes and hand them out with your logo.
I know. I should. I really should. Good
I want
idea.
10%.
No, that's a good idea. It's yours. All right. Well, I want to get to know more about your actual product, what makes it so special, but we do need to take a break right here. When we come back, Brian and Christina are going to tell me what makes their cat product way better than anything else out on the market. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love. Under the tree. From heaven above. Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams. Without a care.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pet. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arana, and today I'm having an awesome conversation with the founders of Frame Your Feline, who, if you have not heard, created an innovative, wonderful product that looks good in your home, that your cat will love, that blends all the things we all want from cat products and usually don't get. I am super excited to invite them to play a second game with me now that we're in the second part of the show. And this is called Battle of the Cat Condos. So I'm going to give you each 1 minute and you could decide who goes first to tell me what makes your product way better than whatever else people are considering buying, whether it be a cat tree, a cat condo, the wall shelves, the super highway, blah, 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 blah. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, those cat wheels. No cats like the cat wheel, okay? That it takes up so much space and the cats don't use it. And you try to train your cat to use it. They don't want to use it. You don't have to train your cat to get into a Frame Your Feline because they feel like they're in a box. They feel protected, even though it's open on all sides. We call this the cat magnet. Christina, go. We only have a minute. Go.
They bye-bye ugly carpeted cat trees. Cat trees collect. That's standard. They smell like whatever you made last night. Ugh. Who wants something that smells like eggs in their home? I don't. our frames are easily recyclable. They're not destined for a landfill. They're not hideous. And you can customize them. You cannot do that with an ugly carpeted cat tree. Nobody says, oh, look at my beautiful, ugly carpeted cat tree. But they do say, look at my beautiful frame.
Awesome. And lastly, those cat shelves are boring. What? They're just hanging out on your wall. Your cat is not doing anything. Your cat becomes a beautiful work of meowsterpiece. Then they jump into a feline frame. Your life will never be the same. So make sure you can check out frameyourfeline.com.
No, I mean, I would have given you guys more time. That was 1 minute, 18 seconds. I had thought about giving you 1 minute each, but y'all aced it. Cheers. You guys, you don't need 2 minutes. You don't need 2 minutes. You aced it. You boom, drop my mic drop after a minute and 18 seconds. Cheers to that.
Oh, 1 minute each.
Yeah, Brian didn't hear that. He was just so excited.
Okay, first of all, design.
He will say designed by an engineer, backed by an engineer. That's the one thing. Some people are like nervous about putting things on their wall. And we're like, we give you a template. We give you the tools. We have support videos. You're not going to put this up and it's going to fall off. You're going to put this up and it's going to be level and you're going to love it.
Four screws. That's it. That's it. Connected to your studs in your wall, this frame will not budge.
Perfect. That is so important to say because, guys, you can't just throw any kind of cat product on a wall and hope it stays. It has to be properly installed. Some of them make it real difficult for a regular old person. You're going to have to call a handyman, spend more money. This is easy to do, pretty straightforward. Definitely need a stud finder, right? And you're going to make a dad joke about the stud finder because my husband always does. Okay.
Call the handyman.
Is this the after dark?
Yeah. Look, this is the after dark. Yes, this is the after dark part.
Owl's brew. My mic is going to wander.
You want to? Would you?
Okay. So now I need to get into.
Are you drinking? Doesn't your smile like get bigger?
Well, my smile with red wine gets more purple.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm like trying to sip like in a weird way. So it does make my mouth purple. But hey, you know what it happens. It's just what it is. It's the tannins. Okay. So my biggest question is, who came up with the idea of the interchangeable backgrounds? Like,
Good question.
So brilliant.
Originally,
so
our idea was, we just the frame, just that. That's fine. That's great. And some people would say, that's cool.
Which is good, too. It's good, too.
Look at this. I mean, when you can just celebrate holidays, you can have backdrops of anything you can imagine. We have over 20 categories now of different types of backdrops. And so this is great for Valentine's Day or just showing your cat that you want to blow kisses into the wind to your cat.
And also, if you have a cat that is dark in their fur color and you throw up a background that's bright, we do this with a rescue called the Feline Underground Network. We've been taking lots of cat adoption pictures for them. So they say like black cats, gray cats, the dark for kind of calico cats, they're really hard to get great pictures for Pet Finder and Flyer. So these red little artwork panels are so helpful.
So who came up with the idea?
Yes.
Guess who gets the credit?
Mm-hmm.
My dad.
Yeah.
He goes, what if we had images that go.
Really?
Like.
We were like, you've been watching Shark Tank, haven't you? Full revenue here.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's the long-term client, right? Like, you don't want a one-time purchase. You want an ongoing purchase. You know what? Shout out to Four Cats and Dogs. They make these awesome entryway rugs, right? And they're out of Canada right now. I only get the rugs at Super Zoo when I go, and I literally ship rugs back because they have the frame of the rug, the rubber, super heavy duty, and then they have seasonal inserts that are like those like really nice, hefty, high quality rugs. Right now, the one at my front door says Mudarita because, you know, that was a gift from them. They've gifted me a couple different options, one for Halloween. And I can't wait to buy more. I mean, I can't buy them right now because they don't sell in the U.S. But it really, like, I look at it and I'm like, I need one for the fall and I need one for Christmas and I need one for New Year's and I need one for this. And this is so brilliant because it's living art in so many ways. It's living art because your cat is living in it, but it's also living art because you get to change it. And sometimes we get tired of our art.
Well, if they put that in, let me show her this one.
So this we actually partially shot at the Langham in Pasadena when we were at CatCon, because we are always working.
Yeah. Do you see the mouse eating cheese?
I love it.
So we have a luxury resort hotel interior theme of all different hallways and little nooks and crannies, a beautiful 5-star hotel that you can put your cat in a lap of luxury and take pictures of your cat.
You don't even know how you're speaking my language. I used to work for Kimpton Hotels and Resorts. Like, I love a boutique hotel with a very chic design. And it was, you know, designed by an interior designer that's renowned. And you can only see these things and these amazing items brought together by these amazing minds. So I love that idea so much. That is such a great idea. I cannot wait.
Interiors is the category. And we just like to elevate where your cat stays while they're in the frame. And yeah, it's amazing. Now, what's funny about, you saw the mouse eating the cheese. So there was an actual artwork there, but I had to take that out because of copyright issues, which is a whole nother conversation.
Well, actually, it's one I wanted to ask you about because I went on your website, and because I am the proud owner of a cat named Van Gogh, I looked to see Van Gogh, what you had, and you had three results for Van Gogh come up, and they were Van Gogh-inspired landscapes, and they were beautiful because you could totally see that impressionist, kind of like the starry night kind of technique, but in a totally different landscape. So you could feel it, but obviously
correct,
you weren't, you know, stealing from Van Gogh's estate.
We don't want to do that.
Tell us about that. Yeah, tell us about that. Like, how careful do you have to be?
Careful.
Yeah. Before we launched, we have
I can imagine
two friends. They're a couple. He's a CPA and she's a patent attorney. And she advised us on certain things that we didn't know that were super trademarked, like
Lopez. So we have a photographer who takes a great pictures of wildlife. He has Paris images. Michael Powell. Awesome. So he's granted us rights to print his images and sell them. But he had pictures of the Eiffel Tower at night. Beautiful images. Beautiful. Can't use them. We can only sell pictures of the Eiffel Tower during the day, but not at night, because the lighting on the Eiffel Tower is copyrighted. Yeah. Crazy, right? Yeah.
Ooh, right. Mind blown.
So buildings are copyrighted. So we can't sell an image of the Empire State Building, but we could go back, and if it's part of the land of a cityscape, then we're okay because the focus isn't on that one particular building, right? So it's those challenges of figuring out, okay, and then
interesting,
what falls out of copyright? So
that's what we're looking at
right now, because it's looking like we actually may have real big time
fine artists
that we can actually so you see, your wish may come true.
We were doing a live one day on Instagram, and this woman didn't say, like, do you guys have anything like Alice in Wonderland, like, and we're like, well, we don't own the rights to that yet. That's a licensing deal. We want to do like colleges and football teams and all that stuff. So it takes time to build a business, and it takes time to learn about approaching these people and businesses and corporations and that sort of thing. But then through like AI, we were able to create some Alice in Wonderland inspired fantasy lands. So that's in our whole fantasy category on the website.
Super cool. Okay, so you have a patent on this product, correct?
Patent.
Being
filed.
Before, it was all done right around COVID, because during COVID, we had beta testers. We had different families. We filed for our patent. We have people who advise us to file for our trademark, all those fun things. And so we wait because they're all
there. They're backed up. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I can only imagine. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, tell us, because I know that my audience is dying to know, how can we get these amazing frames for our felines?
Well, kids, let me tell you how it all works. Go on one of those internet machines, you know, a computer, a phone, whatever you may have. Then type in this. It's very important. It's a URL, www.frameyourfeline.com. You should be whisked away to paradise on the internet. Make sure you get your cat 1, 2, or 3 frames.
And how many do you recommend? Seriously, like, if should I get a frame for each cat? I only have one cat, but asking for a friend.
Well, we currently have one in our kitchen, one in our bedroom, one in our home office, and 2 in our living room.
Wonderful. And then maybe last question, maybe not. The frames themselves, you have a gold one behind you. Do you have different options for different styles?
Yeah. I do. I should have had the samples here, why didn't we think of it?
We not unpack them.
No, it's good. You're building mystery and interest. We're going to have to rush to the website, the URL you gave us.
Yes. So this is the gallery gold. Okay. And it's ornate and it looks beautiful. It looks like something in a museum. And you should know all of the framing material that we use is actual real framing material that professional art framers use. So it's not a cheap
product. It's not going to fall apart.
It's the real deal. It's going to look beautiful, exquisite on your wall. So this is the gallery gold. We also have a contemporary silver, and it's got the silver wavy pattern to it.
Some people will use it. We have some paintings from an artist, Janine Collini, and she has given us her koi pond painting. So it looks like, and also we've shot down at the Aquarium of the Pacific. So with the silver, it looks like your cat is in the aquarium.
Ooh. It's amazing. We have fish images. And when your cat jumps into the frame, which is the contemporary silver, with that blue and the jellyfish swimming behind, your cat looks like they're in an aquarium. It looks
that
really
is
cool.
Awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. So we have that. We also have the wall buttoned walnut.
That is new for 2024.
That is new. And it's a beautiful walnut with these circles.
It's a replacement to
our traditional
cherry wood.
And we had to
dive slightly different directions. Certain things weren't available. And then 2 years ago,
yep.
1 year, no, 1 year ago, we had a name that frame contest because we had people who had purchased from us saying, I want a white one and I want a black one. So we came up with this pixel white.
Here, let me.
And Brian, yeah.
Hey, let me show you. Let me show you. This here is the pixel white. And oh, look at the birds. That's the mic. Yes, your cat can dine with the birds, but it's got this really cool texture. You see?
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that is the pixel white. And then we have the black, which has this faux leather look to it.
It's really hip.
It's so marvelous. And that's called our steampunk black. It's got this brass flex in it, and it really has this cool leather texture to it. It's cool. Yeah.
That is amazing. So you've really thought of everything. I mean, you've left me wanting for nothing other than to go order. I'm just so impressed.
The frames are interchangeable. So you could have one, but you could purchase one of our Frame Your Feline units. Okay. They're called sets. And you can have that on your wall. And then let's say you're like, 3 months from now, I want to switch things up in the room. You could take off the gold. Well, then you can go to our website and just order the frame style of your choice. And then you could swap it out.
They cut the little screws right underneath here. And you just doot, 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 and then doot, doot, doot.
Seriously, y'all have thought of everything.
We try it.
You've left me with no words, really. I cannot imagine how anybody could find anything wrong with this product. I cannot wait to get, I'm the kind of person that needs more walls for my art, but I have to say some of my art is about to be sacrificed for one of these or 2 of these or 3 of these around my home because it is just so special that you can customize it, make it your own. Your cat can be in it. I love everything about it. I am sold. You have sold me. If I were a shark on Shark Tank, I would be investing. I don't even care the valuation that you give me. Well, I just want to propose a toast to you guys. Thank you so much for being such a great pair of guests, innovators, cat lovers. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for covering me in pet hair.
Oh, well, when I see you in Ohio, I'll make sure to give you one of my branded lint brushes.
I just want 10%. That's all I want, kid.
I know. I hear you. We have it on video, so I can't really back out of it. I also want to propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. And to our audience for joining us for these awesome conversations. Go get your cat a frame. Go. I feel like this is just like the best way to make your day every day, to just see your cat framed. Life is tough. Get yourself a frame. Your cat in up by the Eiffel Tower during the day, whatever it is you want. Get yourself one of these. Make your own day. Bring yourself some happiness when you're walking into work or out the door, go rushing to work. Do whatever it is to make us happy, right? Like, that's what we want. We just want to love our pets and make ourselves happy and bring ourselves a little bit of joy every day as much as we can. So here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers.
I'm out.
Better get covered in hairballs.
I guess we could start the After Dark show.
I know. I guess you can. Oh, my goodness. Well, please, before anybody logs off, because this is too adult for them, if you want to learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in the after show. Bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.